T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
From Ambridge to Zelianople, everyone in western Pennsylvania loves the black and gold. But why exactly are Pittsburgh's official colors black and gold? The story dates back to the 18th century and a British aristocrat with a great sense of style. 250 years ago, William Pitt the Elder, the Earl of Chatham, served as Great Britain's Secretary of State during the French and Indian War. After the defeat of the French at Fort Duquesne in 1758, British General John Forbes named the area at the Forks of the Ohio in honor of William Pitt, originally calling the region Pittsburgh, pronounced like his native Scotland's Edinburgh. Nearly 60 years later, in 1816, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania officially chartered Pittsburgh as a city, which began using a city seal based on William Pitt's family coat of arms. The seal featured a black background with a castle and 3 golden coins, a symbol of honesty. For the past 200 years, the black and gold of the official city crest has served as a source of pride for residents. The Pittsburgh Steelers, founded in 1933, have always worn the color scheme, while the Pirates officially switched to black and gold in 1948. And the Penguins, which had previously used blue and white, began to don black and gold uniforms in 1980. Today, Pittsburgh is the only city with 3 professional sports teams utilizing the same color scheme. Somehow it seems altogether fitting that Pittsburgh adopted William Pitt's black and gold.